You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, October 1st, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. In the battle of former number one overall picks at quarterback, the Cincinnati Bengals got the last laugh.
35-yard attempt, snap, placement, the approach, sweeps the leg, the kick is good! Time is run out, and the Bengals win it to improve to 3-1. The rookie kicker delivers 24-21. Cincinnati knocks off Jacksonville.
Thanks to Westwood One for the call. Break up the Cincinnati Bengals. You heard Ian Eagle reference it on the call. They are 3-1 on the season. Technically, they're in first place in the AFC North. And I know, the rest of the teams haven't played yet. But so what? If you're a Cincy fan, man, take it where you can get it. And it was a nice comeback win. The Jags actually had a 14-point lead in this one, and they had the ball at the one-yard line on fourth and goal just before the half, but they could not punch it in, and that means the Jacksonville Jaguars have lost 19 straight games. That is the second longest losing streak in the history of the NFL, behind only the Buccaneers' 26-game losing streak in 1976 and 1977. It's also the first four-game losing streak of Urban Meyer's coaching career. And one sad injury note from this game, wide receiver DJ Chark was carted off the field with a broken ankle. A couple of quick hits for you outside of this game. You may have heard Tom Brady coming back to New England this week to play Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Good luck getting a ticket. According to Vivid Seats, the average price of admission for that game is about $1,100. That is the second highest average ticket price for any sporting event in Boston area history. Now, in case you're wondering, the only game that tops it, that would be Game 7 of the 2019 Stanley Cup Final when the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins. That ticket price was an average of over $1,800. In San Francisco now, Kyle Shanahan went on KMBR this morning and said George Kittle is, quote, not guaranteed to play in Week 4 against the Seahawks due to a calf injury. LeSean McCoy is retiring as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles and will be honored at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Oh, by the way, in come the Chiefs, who just so happen to be coached by Shady's longtime head man, Andy Reid. McCoy made 6 Pro Bowls in his career, was a first-team All-Pro twice, and is 22nd. On the all-time rushing yardage list. And finally, one more note for you. The musical performers for the halftime show of the Super Bowl in Los Angeles in February were announced yesterday. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. That actually sounds like a Super Bowl halftime show worth watching. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, October 1st. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please take an extra second, drop us a rating and a review as well. And remember, you can catch up on everything that happened in Week 4 with our Sunday late night wrap-up show hosted by yours truly. We hit every game. We give you the info, the injuries, and the post-game storylines you need to know. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the games, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday night.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.